mind. There is only one. It is the mind of God. It is the mind of the Christ consciousness. Mind is the only creative force, the only intelligence, the only wisdom, the only knowing. It knows itself. It is the only action. These qualities combine to create performance, which is the only power. The power of mind is the only power that exists. There is no competition for the only. There is no opposition for the only. There is only one power. Mind is omnipresent, as is everything about God. Spirit is the only substance, and therefore spirit is the substance of mind. Spirit is the substance of power, the power of mind. Spirit is the substance of the intelligence of mind, the knowing of mind, the action of mind, the performance of mind. Therefore, there can be no competition or opposition to any qualities of God, for all qualities of God are of the substance of Spirit. There is no matter. There is no mortal mind. There is no other control except the control of the one incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. There is not a functionality of anything except the functionality of mind. And since the functionality is also of the substance of spirit, the functionality is flawless, continuously operating. Again, no opposition, no competition, because it is the only. There is no government except the government of mind, the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Mind is law. There is only one government. There is only one control, because there is only one law. That is the law of mind, incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. That law is the law of principle, the law of love. Love is the plan and design of all existence. Principle is the system and structure of all existence. Since mind is the only functionality of all existence, the only government, the only law, the only control that is operative is that of God. The system of principle is the operation of the structure, which is principle. That is the only operation that is going on. There is nothing else going on. There is no mortal mind. There is no war. There is no conflict. There is no challenge. There is no opposition or competition. For there is only one law, one control, one government, one mind. Mind manifests itself. It is the only manifestation of all existence. Nothing else can be manifested except for that which comes from the one and only mind, God, the only consciousness. And man is aware of the consciousness of mind, which is really the consciousness of truth, for truth is the quality that is consciousness, and mind makes us aware of truth. Soul is the spiritual sense of all existence, therefore the spiritual sense of man. The spiritual sense, which is the only real sense, because there is no material sense, there is no matter, and therefore there can be no sense comprised of matter. The spiritual senses of soul, which are seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, are all sourced from the one and only mind, the source of all. Those spiritual senses of soul enable man to see, hear, feel, taste, and smell the effect of the mind of God. It enables those senses to recognize spirit, that spirit is the only substance, and therefore there is no matter substance. There is no mortal mind substance, because mind, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, is the only mind. There is no other mind. There is no power, no force, no result that can come about from the rattling around of a so-called nothingness mind, which is termed mortal mind. There is no power in any matter, for spirit is the only substance. Spirit reflects the intelligence of mind, so it is intelligent substance. It is knowing substance. It is wise substance. It is the only substance. It is the perfect substance. For spirit reflects all of love. Love is completeness. Love is fulfillment. Because love is the nurturing aspect of God. Love nurtures all to the point where it is recognized, accepted, and becomes one's experience. Man can only have one experience. That is the experience of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. There is no other experience because there is no other existence. Man's body is everything about man, and that body is the body of spirit, the body of principle, the body of life, truth, and love, the body of mind, spirit, and soul. There is no matter body. There is no matter thought. There is no matter mind. The only existence is in and of spirit. The only functionality, the only facility, the only capability is that of mind, which is God. The only, the one, the permanent, eternal, the ever was, is, and ever will be. Because there is only one time. There is only one place. The time and place is now and here, which is omnipresent. All is within the consciousness of man, which is a reflection of the consciousness of God. Two plus three can never equal less than five, nor more than five. That is a symbol of mathematics. There can never be any more than the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. For that is all. There is nothing else. And the operatives that make that work are the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. The duty of man is to focus on having the clarity within of the thoughts that can only come from the angels of God. These are thoughts of perfection. The only existence is perfection. There is nothing ever absent from perfection. It is complete. It is wholeness. It is fulfillment. It is inherent in every single individual. The only thing one needs to do is to tune in to the kingdom of God, and it is all within, ever present, ever active, ever operative. And there is no opposition or competition to anything that is from God, for God is the only reality. And as noted, God manifests himself completely and is manifested in all existence. All existence is a reflection of God. A reflection of the incorporeal divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. The Word of God is the fact. In order to see the fact, we must be at the point where we realize that there is nothing of any value in matter or mortal mind, because they are only beliefs. They are fantasy. They are misconceptions of truth. They are nothing. And man has no power to make them something. Something cannot be made out of nothing. When one is ready to walk away from the false belief that there is life, truth, and intelligence in matter, or mortal mind, or electricity, or anything else that is unlike God, then one is ready to start realizing what the truth is about God, the fact, the word. When one gets an appreciation for the facts, then automatically one will translate, which is the Christ, everything that appears, everything that seems to confront one will be automatically translated from anything unlike God to the reality. For anything unlike God is unreal. Jesus brought about instantaneous healing. And so did Mary Baker Eddy and other fine students of the Christ, the Christianity, the students of scientific Christianity, which is Christian Science. The effect is immediate when the understanding is clear that there is only one. Therefore, everything must be translated to the perfection of love, the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, and action, and performance of mind, so that the power can be recognized, which is unequivocal, unopposed, without competition. Christianity, the third side of the city of God, is proving the things that were just mentioned. That the facts of God are the only facts there are. That's the only reality. And the translation via the Christ consciousness makes those facts visible and understood, which enables one to prove, demonstrate, and live Christian Science. Live the truth. Live the Christ. And when that is all seen to be the only life there is, the only reality, then it is automatic. And when it is automatic, then one is at the point of science, the pure science, which is where Jesus was in the symbol of ascension. It's from awakening to ascension. That's the complete cycle. And it is complete right now. It is instantaneous. There is no process. There is no time required to move from one phase to another, for everything is always omnipresent. It is only the recognition, acceptance, and experiencing of it that is needed to make one realize that that is the only reality. All existence is that reality. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. Amen.